take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Tape a Steven test. Go ahead, please, Karen. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Every Monday morning we talk books, and Karen's here to tell us about a wonderful book with an orange and black and white cover called...
Nothing Is Real.
Oh, hang on, what?
And then with the underneath.
The subtitle is, The Beatles Were Underrated and Other Sweeping Statements About Pop.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Now... How is he qualified to make that comment?
David Hepworth. Okay, so this book here, you can see it's bright orange, and he's quite clever because all of his books are bright orange and you can't miss them in a bookshop.
I was going to say it's quite enticing, yeah. And then it says nothing is real. It's like... Oh.
So his books really do stand out. That's his kind of uniform jacket, I guess. Mm. And he is a British music journalist, and he's one of those old school rock dinosaurs who wrote for NME, Sound, Smash Hits, Q and Mojo, so you know, real
good at it.
I like that old school rock dinosaur. I like that.
Why do you think that's funny?
I just think it's funny. Do you think it's funny?
Just quite classic. Sort
of, I'm just wary of those sort of terms.
Quite classic rock journalism. This is a very easy to read.
If you've got it's a big call. It's a big. The Beatles are underrated, and other sweeping statements about pop. What's he? I mean, are these his sweeping statements, or are these ones that he's managed to collate?
Well, in this book, there's lots about Bob Dylan and the Beatles, and you know we've read so much about them, but he is more interested in the human side of pop and making it kind of fun, and maybe kind of coming in from a different perspective.
You say that the Beatles weren't fun?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
They wanted to live in a yellow submarine.
They did. I had to sing that at school.
Has anybody even come close?
I hate that song.
Oh.
Come on, all together. Two, three.
No.
We all. Come on. No. Yellow. Come on, summer. Come on.
It's not happening.
I'm not with you on this.
It's not happening at all.
In a town where I. Oh, come on. Lift a mat.
You were saying that
that's
it's
enough,
afternoon read.
An easy afternoon read.
Just
really
bang it
approachable.
Out. It's an article mostly, isn't it?
It's a collection of essays from 2004 to 2018.
So quite recent. Oh, okay, right.
Well, it's just come out.
All very good way to say that about the Beatles, and three of them are dead. You know?
And he is covering music from the last 50 years.
Two of them. Tess is just perusing it.
She's perusing it. Yeah.
Sorry, I was actually curious because you said it in
looking for pictures.
In an afternoon.
Oh yeah.
No, I wasn't looking for pictures, but
it's such an easy read.
Yeah. I was curious about font size for the size of it.
Pretty big font size.
You won't be reading anything until you finish those next two episodes of True Detective. So just
anyway, that's different.
It's divided into six parts, and the first part is largely about the Beatles.
Right.
But then moving on, there's some really cool little, I don't know, like, I really like lists, and, you know, as a music lover, I'm really into kind of lists and kind of quirky
lists,
little
stats.
Things.
You like stats and ratios?
Well, no, not so much that, just more
percentages?
Like little tidbits, you know?
Yeah, okay.
And so he's got one chapter, which is 60s B-sides, and what he does is take a whole bunch of 60s singles and then highlight the B-side that might have actually been better. And it's just quite cool.
Interesting.
So he's got the Kinks, Sunny Afternoon, and he's right, the B-side is way better. It's I'm Not Like Everybody Else. Mm. And he's got...
So does he suggest why that's...
No, it's just
like
a list.
It's just a written list.
Yeah, I guess he's just kind of bashed it out.
Mm. How many of the bands were you familiar with that he talked about?
Oh, well, that's the thing. All of them. It's such a... There's nothing weird or obscure or unapproachable in here.
That's the thing with pop. Pop's popular, isn't it?
It's popular music. Mm. Yeah, very much popular music. And, yeah, the Kinks, the Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, the Beatles. Pretty friendly book, and there's one chapter in there where he's it's called The Question I Most Dread, and I'm sure every music lover will relate to this, where people say, what kind of music do you like?
Yeah, what are you listening to at the moment? What's your favorite? Every time, I've got a friend of mine who does that to me. Every time I see him, yeah, now what are you listening to at the moment? It's really good. It's like,
I know.
There's a beginning to a song that I like.
I know. There's one guy I see, and the first thing he asks me whenever I see him round, which is real sporadically, is, what have you been listening to lately? And I listen to music all the time.
That's quite a flattering question to ask.
Indeed.
To be asked.
It is,
but
yes.
Then at the same time...
Can I read this little bit about what he says about that question?
Yeah, read it out.
He says, two kinds of people ask me the what kind of music question. There are those who don't know I've got the better part of 20,000 records at home and therefore my relationship with music could be said to be complicated. And then there are the people who know I've got a lot of records and expect me to be somehow expert in predicting what they might like.
Kind of relate to that.
Yeah.
But then lots of listeners would be able to relate to that.
Totally. But he also points out there that, you know, that's a difficult question to be asked, but to ask someone, what have you been reading lately, for some reason's really easy to answer. I don't know why
but you
that
could
is.
Say,
well, because you do it one by one, because it's hard to read 7 books at once. You know,
yeah, that's
whereas,
true.
Whereas in a day you can be listening to, my moods can fluctuate during the day. You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, you can mean some one moment
but
I'll be
you
up.
You could actually, that's a different frame of question though, because you could say, what have you been listening to lately? And that would be easier to answer.
Not really.
But people don't ask
But I mean, so I'll go blank.
Yeah, I
would go blank, actually, probably.
Actually, listeners, what have you been listening to lately? Just text us in something that you've been listening to lately, 5395, and I'll try and have a listen to all of them that
Get
you text in between now and the next 15 minutes. I'll try and have a listen in the upcoming week to all of them. So if there's something you really think I need to listen to, then text in the name of the artist immediately in the song as well. And don't forget, of course, you don't have to put your name in your beaker, but if you're going for the final call, you want it to chuck it in for that as well, then that's another option as well, but make sure you put your
there's
name in your beaker
here.
For that.
There's a chapter, or a headline. Is this a chapter?
I'd love to hear it. I love it. I love just, what are you listening to? What are you listening to lately?
Why must everything be dark and edgy? I like that.
I don't think anything should.
He talks about it. Yeah, but that's a.
Depends what mood you're in, you know.
There's another chapter which is called Loudness is the Point, and it's quite crack up.
I like that.
He's talking about being at the Brit Awards, and there's some, you know, old composer gentleman there who's up for an award.
Brian Eno.
And he's quite. No, like a conservative, you know, classical composer. And.
Angela Weber?
No, it's not a name. And KLF and Extreme Noise Terror are opening the Brit Awards, and this guy's just horrified and kind of runs out. And David Hepworth was there and kind of saw the whole thing.
Oh, this is a texter just said, when someone says, what do you listen to? Someone texted and said, I listen to BFM.
Aww.
Get out of it.
And my favourite chapter is one of the last ones, which is when novelists write about music. And it's so good because novelists actually can't really write about music for some reason. And he talks about Geoffrey Eugenides, Ian McEwan, Murakami, who is my most hated author, and Ian Rankin, the little slip-ups that they've made.
Interesting that's your most hated author.
Who? Ian Rankin?
Murakami.
Who?
Haruki Murakami.
Oh, right, okay. Hated author. Geez, that's a heavy thing to say. That's a heavy thing to say.
But I love that he picks out all the little things.
Heavy thing to say about another author.
I've
never heard you say that about somebody. What's your most hated music?
Oh, Nick Cave, you know that.
That's an obvious one.
But Ian Rankin is the Scottish author, and he knows heaps about music, and he has got really good taste in music. But in one of his
books, still alive, Ian Rankin?
Yeah, yes.
Who's the one who passed away? The Discworld guy.
Terry Pratchett.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ian Rankin, he's got great taste in music, excellent knowledge, but he was mortified when in his book he made the mistake of attributing the song I Can See Clearly Now to Marvin Gaye. It's Johnny Nash, and that's such a bad mistake to make, but he was so horrified that he left it in. So I love this chapter.
That he left it in the book.
I guess he's owning his mistake. And Ian McEwan on Chesil Beach, he talks about cover versions of Chuck Berry songs by the Beatles and Rolling Stones, but the book is set in 1962. It's quite nerdy, but, you know, there's something kind of...
Yeah,
so did you find this... I feel like this is quite a funny read. Did you find it quite
fun? It's entertaining. Yeah, it's not heavy at all. Mm. Good for the music nut in your life, you know?
Mm. Well, the music nut with a, no offence, but with just a gentle smidge of snark in there as well, eh?
Yeah, but he is a little bit...
You enjoy a bit of snark, eh, with your music writing?
Oh, yeah, just a little bit.
Just a smidge.
Guilty as charged.
A smidge of snark. All right.
Intelligent.
So the book is called Nothing Is Real by David Hepworth. The Beatles Are Underrated and Other Sweeping Statements About Pop. And I think we've got a great song to play after this. They'll celebrate that.
How much from Time Out?
I don't know. What does it say on the back?
It's a spirit.
$40 from Time Out.
But $40 out!
A discount with your Simplicity B card, so get one of those first. 95bfm.com/sign up.